from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 3 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, Hurricane Ernesto is going to make swimming at the Jersey beaches this weekend challenging. The Jersey Shore could experience wind gusts of up to 30 miles per hour. The combination of Ernesto swells, heavy winds, and a nearly full moon could create higher than normal tides, beach erosion, and increased flooding in certain areas. People are urged to stay out of the water where red flags are waving and lifeguards are not on duty. Former President Donald Trump continues to bash his opponent in the race for the White House. During a press conference Thursday at his New Jersey golf club, Trump called VP Kamala Harris a radical California liberal.
I don't have a lot of respect for her. I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence, and I think she'll be a terrible president.
When asked by a reporter if his campaign needs more discipline as he faces a Democratic ticket newly energized by President Biden stepping aside, Trump says he is entitled to professional attacks, claiming that Harris weaponized the justice system against him. Making his first policy appearance with Harris since she became the new Democratic presidential nominee, President Joe Biden spoke on Thursday about the impact of his administration's deals with pharmaceutical companies to lower the cost of 10 pricey Medicare drugs.
Our reforms not only save lives, but here's the point people don't talk enough about. It saves the taxpayers billions of dollars.
The 30-day supplies of drugs that will be hundreds and in some cases thousands of dollars cheaper include blood thinners, blood cancer medication, and more. Recalled cucumbers are being linked to at least 449 people getting sick. The CDC said the cucumbers may have been exposed to untreated canal water in South Florida. Officials say people in 31 states, including New York and New Jersey, have gotten sick. No deaths have been reported. The agency says the investigation is still active and there are no more affected products in stores. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How much rain could we see this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Two potential alarm bells to ring from the Weather Center here heading into an unsettled weekend. Number one, localized downpours could result in brief ponding and flooding issues, big puddles. Number two, increased swell and rip currents due to Hurricane Ernesto churning up the Atlantic. I would highly recommend staying out of the ocean this weekend. It's going to be rough. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. Showers may creep in just before daybreak tomorrow. Low temperatures, upper 60s. Tomorrow, spotty showers are possible at any time, especially early and late. There will be breaks of dry weather this weekend. Cloudy, breezy, humid, highs 80 to 85. We'll catch a lull in the rain early on Sunday, then scattered showers and thunderstorms return in the afternoon and evening. Could be some localized downpours. One more push of rain coming Monday afternoon. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Orange 87, Hillsborough 88 degrees, and it's 82 in Toms River. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Town Appliance, the luxury appliance store in Lakewood. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Town Appliance has small town courtesy with big city know-how. Shop today with a dedicated sales rep at their showroom in Lakewood, or you can do it from home. They're online at townappliance.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.